I was born in Mindanao, and I recently visited the southern part of Mindanao, which is not where the typhoon hit, but it's in that area.
Right. And what did you see when you were there? How did you feel going back?
So I think the thing is, it's not that entire area isn't an area that would normally be hit by a typhoon, but because of climate change and the storm, you know, path is different now, that's why it was hit and people were not warned.
Yeah.
And so what I felt as far as just being able to go back is, I guess, just, you know, I left when I was really little, but knowing a lot more about what the people in that area are really about why they're poor and not just kind of like accepting that they're poor, but all the different things happening, that I'm here. Oh, just one second.
Sure, no problem.
I'm Bob. I wanted to say thanks for your great speech. I mean, really calling out the profits before people motive is, you know, I mean, that's...
Thank you for coming.
Oh, sure. Thanks for helping with the cause. Hi, I'm Bob.
Ansel, nice to meet you.
Ansel?
Yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
I'm writing a sort of a blog post about this, report about what's going on. So I don't know if you have any comments that, just no, after seeing.
I thought she had the best comments tonight.
Yeah.
Well,
she got into the problem. I mean, the real underlying causes for what's happening.
Corporations sort of stripping the trees out and creating the conditions that cause this disaster. So, yeah, I really appreciate your exposing that.
It was important for me to be able to point that out tonight, too, and not just, you know, have it be like, oh, it's a natural disaster, it's too bad it happened, et cetera, but really being able to...
Yeah, because that doesn't get called out enough. I mean, whenever there's the corporate profit motives that are at the roots of a lot of these things that are going on, they never get called out for it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You're saying keep up the revolutionary spirit on this.